Everybody, it's time again. Grab a cup of Joe and get your friends. Put on your headphones for the Disco Posse Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the Disco Posse Podcast. My name is Eric Wright. I'm going to be your host today. Don't forget to keep following along. You can go to DiscoPossePodcast.com, get show notes, links, and more. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. And with that, let's get started. And we're here. Welcome back, everybody. This is Eric Wright. I'm the host here at the Disco Posse Podcast. I am at Disco Posse on Twitter, thus the name of the podcast. And hopefully you've been following along for a while. You've heard some of the great things that we're doing with the podcast, with Virtual Design Master, with a ton of other things that are going on in the community. But speaking of community, we are in the midst, if you're listening to the fresh episode, we are a few weeks away from VMworld, the VMware. This is the big show for VMware and all of its partners and community customers, everybody. We're going to be converging on San Francisco for the last week of August. So I think it's 25th or 26th to 29th. And to talk about that and much more, especially on the community, I'm super happy to welcome back Yadin Porter de Leon, who is a good friend in the community, in and out of the community. He's just a good person, a good human, and somebody who you've probably, in one way or another, you've seen the work that he's done, and hopefully you've leveled up as a result of it. So with that, Yadin, let's introduce yourself, where we can find you online, and we're going to talk about some of the VMworld community goodness.
Wow, Eric, that was like an amazing intro. Thank you very much. I'm going to try and live up to that fantastic introduction and see if I can't deliver on the promises that you've made to all of your wonderful listeners out there.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. But as you said, yes, I am meeting Porter de Leon at Porter de Leon on the Twitters. If you were part of victim of that 1 week tweet storm that I spun up a couple weeks ago, probably as this airs, then you'll know who I am.
We call this RIP mentions. That is like, I had to shut my phone off for a while there.
Yeah.
Battery killer.
That's 7 day V community love fest that I did not know I unintentionally started, but of course all wildfires are started unintentionally. At least most of them in California are.
That's it. You toss a cigarette out the window and next thing you know, you got a big campfire.
It's it's free. It keeps everybody warm, you know? We like to keep, that's what I do. I keep people warm. No, but as you mentioned, I'm the founder of the Level Up Project, which is a project that helps people level up in their careers, harnessing the awesome power of the V community that we saw shut down Twitter. I think that's what shut down Twitter was that tirade.
That was it.
And through that community, you find all sorts of resources of people, people from a technical to career to all that stuff. I wanted to be hyper-focused on career. So I started Level Up because I saw the gaps of all these great certifications and tracks and sessions and all their hands-on labs are great, but let's bring it all together and let's bring the people together and really hyper-focus on how do we get you to the next level up your career, which is the real life-changing event. Is if you can get that job you want, you can have the lifestyle you want, that work-life balance that you want. You know, and how did you get there? How do you harness all your skills and all the things you gathered? And I'm going to be doing that. I'll be there in San Francisco and Barcelona for the first time, back to back.
Back to back, belly to belly. I love it. That's crazy. I've never done the twofer. I appreciate that. It's a lot. I mean, like, what are the dates for the Barcelona event?
That's the first week of November. And so I've booked my ticket already. Ticket's already bought. I've got like this back-breaking schedule because it's just drop and then just, you know, stop, drop and roll. And it's just everything. It's just you're on fire the entire time and you're just running around doing stuff. I'm creating content. I'm meeting with people. I'm going to have stickers and socks. We've got Level Up socks. Look out for those. You got a pair. I know you do, Eric.
I do. I should have worn them for this. Not that it's a visual podcast.
Just to be in the spirit.
Let's pretend that I'm wearing, no, but they're really good. And so the first thing I want to welcome people to the idea of is that you are not alone in your journey to kind of going to your next steps, whether it's in career, whether it's just even stuff that's outside of the office. You don't need to be in tech to take advantage of this stuff. In fact, this is one of the most profound things I've, coming out of the business world, like I was
I was a tech person, but working for regular companies. Like I was just, I was a nerd. I was a systems analyst, then a senior systems analyst, then an architect, and then did all the, did the grind for years and years of going through different roles and building kind of micro teams. And part of doing that was really, how do I automate myself out of a job so that I can make somebody else gain that experience that I had, because I don't need it twice, right? Like if I could do something well, then I can enhance the life of somebody else in some way every day. And so I thought, by automating what I do, powerful way to do it. So it freed me up to do things like study. And then what I found was, in studying, I found would see somebody else be like, oh, what are you studying? Oh, I'm doing my Cisco certification. Ah, very cool. Wish I could do that. I'm like, all right, what's stopping you? And it's
exactly,
it's whatever. Exactly. And so coming over into the community aspect of the technology vendor community, it, there may have been a name attached to it, but in fact, that's not really what it is. In fact, most of the folks that were, you know, we call them, you know, V community, it's they're doing AWS certifications. They're doing Cisco certifications. They're doing, you know, hey, there's one or two people doing Oracle certifications. Sorry, couldn't go with that Oracle joke, but really, there's tons of stuff to be had out there. We're delving into Kubernetes. You're seeing the evolution of the VMware user groups and stuff like that. So it's, we're all evolving together. And so that's what I, so that's a long way to say, don't think that you don't work for a technology vendor that you don't get to take advantage of this stuff. It's out there to be had.
Absolutely. And I like to say that that V and V community really stands for virtual community, not virtualization community. You don't have to be in virtualization or network. It doesn't matter where you are. You just, there's a whole lot of really smart people who are ready to step forward and help out. And that's what I really wanted to do, is just gather, you know, focus a lot of that energy, or some of that energy. You know, even if I, you know, helped a handful of people, I would have been happy. And I can't tell you, I've just been over the moon with just people from Japan to Costa Rica to Mexico to who's the latest one? It was Norway. Yes, Northern Norway, above the Arctic Circle. Getting tweets of people who are listening to the podcast, who are into Level Up or to Tech Village, that are excited about sort of what this message is, and getting motivated by, you know, helping their careers. So I couldn't be happier with the results. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised with how vibrant this community is once you plug into it. There's just so much great energy that comes out of it.
Well, I think one of the challenges we always have, and even in running a podcast, who, you know, is in the hundreds of listeners, probably, I would say, like, between all the different avenues I get, and then you got others that are in the thousands, and then ten, like it works your way up. But there's this first push when you develop a new platform or a new, you know, project or something you want to do, and you go out there and you put it out there, and you don't know what the reception is going to be. And that's the magic of it, is that at one day, like you have to keep grinding. You have to keep doing that thing because you're passionate about it. And when you do it, what ends up happening is at some point, someone who you have no connection to that you thought will approach you and say, hey, wait a second. Aren't you Yadin? I follow you on Twitter. I did this thing, right? And that becomes like, when I remember being at VMworld a few years ago, and someone walked up and they're like, wait, you're the virtual design master guy. And I was like, sure. Is that good? I don't know.
It's great. So it's magic about that interaction, that spark. And all of a sudden people make that connection between you in real life versus the virtual you that they've interacted with. But you've helped them, even virtually, you've helped. And that's what the whole thing is about. Level Up, about the things I'm going to be doing at VMworld, is all about just is taking that virtual world and, you know, and extending it in the real world, or the opposite of finding someone in the real world and saying, hey, look, come into this virtual world. There's so many people here to help.
Yeah, it's like Second Life, but you can do it.
Second Life with value.
Yeah, it's, well, what it is, it's just there's partly is getting people to understand that there's, first of all, people out there that share their challenges and that have lived through those challenges and surpassed them, right, in some way or another. And we've learned, and so that we can share those learnings with other people. And that's why the community, the breadth of the community is important, because, you know, why would you want to reinvent the wheel, as they say, or like, why do you want to do this sort of Sisyphus-like experience of rolling boulder up the hill and having it roll down halfway every time? Find somebody else who got the boulder to the top and then say, hey, dude, can I get some help? You know, I've noticed that you're at the top of the mountain with a boulder. I'm having trouble here. And then you find that not only are people willing to tell you how they did it, most likely they want to see whether they can help somebody else do it to see if it was luck. And that there is a lot of, it's like I said, that recognition thing is good because it starts to validate that we as community contributors are doing something. And I remembered hearing Penn and Teller. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, I'm a huge fan of their magic. I've read all his books and I'm a longtime follower of his podcasts at Penn Sunday School, all sorts of fun and crazy stuff. And he talked about going on The Apprentice. And that was the big thing when all of a sudden he says they were selling out the theater. And people would come up and they meet everybody after the show. They literally stand up back and wait for hours until everybody walks by. And you can take a picture and talk with them. It's really cool. And he says, somebody came out to me and said, I have no idea who you are or what you do. Really dug the show. Saw you on The Apprentice. And he's like, wait a second. I've had a career for like 25 years. We're physically on the side of a hotel. We believe we're doing relatively good success-wise. And he says, and yet somebody can walk up and have no idea who you are.
Yeah, it's beautiful. There's always a little more of the market to capture.
So when you have the same thing in reverse, where you have to think that way of like, I'm going to put it out there. I don't know who's listening, but I know that somebody will one day. And it matters to me that it will affect them in a positive way.
Yeah.
That gives you the drive to keep going. Like it's tough. Like how many times did you say level up to somebody before they're like, hey, that's kind of a neat idea. You should make it like a product name. You're like, already did. Doing this for 4 years.
Dude. Yeah. I've found the flagship, you know, asset, the V Trail Map. I found that in the wild at someone's desk and say, hey, have you seen this? This is really cool. I'm like, turn to the very last page and like, and they'll see my picture in the end. They're like, oh my, this is you. Oh my goodness. This is awesome.
It's there's something to be said. So, you know, many, many things going on. So VMworld obviously is there's a strong community focus. There's clearly, you know, there's learning to be done. There's a lot of other things, but the hallway track is important. I run a daily running group. We call it VFit because V everything, right? So if you just do a search on hashtag VFit on Twitter, or if you go to discoposse.com, you'll find out information about the run. We go every morning at 6:45 a.m. from Sunday to Wednesday. And there may even be a Thursday morning group. I don't know. It depends. I think I'm actually going for a bike ride on Thursday morning, just to really twist it up. But it's fun. It's a gentle pace. It's the pace that the group runs at.
There's multiple paces. There's different groups. And the one you did at VMworld last year was great. I'm looking forward to this one. Are you in Barcelona? We're going to run through Barcelona or no?
I have not, you know, to date, I've never been to Barcelona. And by the time I got to the point where it was valuable for me to go because I was working at a technology company, we had a European office and they had local folks. So I didn't want to spend the money. I'd love to go. I won't be able to. So San Francisco will be my sole VMworld presence this year. But definitely. So for folks, again, if you're listening live, you're on the tail end, you'll have caught it because it's going out on a Friday and on I think it's on Monday following the launch of this podcast, we'll be closing down. We've got a fundraiser going. And the fundraiser is to actually power mentoring and technology communities. And it's through my a group I do, it's called Rapid Matter. It also sort of pairs with Virtual Design Master and a bunch of things. So first of all, it's a wicked cool shirt. I'm a fan of cool shirts. We've got a couple of logos on there, but most importantly, there's a giant VFit 2019. And shout out to D Abson. He's at DEEABSON, D Abson on Twitter. He did the design. So anyways, it's a long way to get to, like, this is cool. We're doing official, unofficial things. And, you know, V-Trail Map's the same story. I look at the people you'll read in that, you know, go to the community lounge or whatever we call it these days at VMworld and go to the bloggers area and you'll find a spread of them. You go to vendor booths. So who, actually, where can we find it? Let's start with that, Yadin.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you all just sort of, for those who don't know what the vTrail map is, which is kind of cool because there's still a lot of people that don't know. And so there's a lot more people in the community we're still got to reach. So a lot bigger audience will find, and we're going to find you. And the vTrail map is a physical printed asset. So it's like, okay, why is it printed out? It's printed because inside of it, you have about 40 different individuals who have stepped forward and said, I will be an ambassador for a particular topic. And these topics range from NSX, VMC on AWS, to career mapping, to social media. And they include podcasts, and they include blogs, and include video resources. But the most important part, I feel like, are the ambassadors themselves who have stepped forward and said, reach out to me, I'll help you get onboarded on, you know, learning about NSX. You know, it's scary, it's crazy for you, you know, or certifications. Those seem daunting, you know, reach out to me. And going back to the reason why it's physical and printed is because it's not for the hyper-connected social V community person. It's not for them. But there are key constituency when it comes to getting it in the hands of those who are not. So if you are hyper-connected, you're on Twitter, you go to all the, you know, the V-beers and you go to the conferences, we need you to take a copy of this, find someone in the Solutions Exchange who I say always has that backpack. They got their VMworld backpack and they're looking up at all the big logos and they're wandering around. Get it into their hands, tell them how valuable the V community is. And this has been a really critical tool, and people from, you know, from Japan to Puerto Rico, from all over the world have come to me and said, this has helped me actually pull more people into the virtual community because now I have a tool. Now I can hand something to somebody and say, hey, look, start here, go here, you know, follow this person on Twitter, go, you know, if you want to learn about VVols, here's a great blog, here's a great video, here's a great podcast to start with. You want to learn more about podcasts, here's some podcasts to subscribe to, really get you in. And that gets people into the community and arms those who are already in the community, arms them with the ability to easily take something with them and hand it to somebody who doesn't really get it and say, hey, look, I've only got a couple minutes to talk to you. Here, take this with you, start on this path. And so that's what the vTrail map is it's a physically printed book, and where you can get it. So for those of you who are coming to VMworld, please come on by. It's in a few different places. It's in the VMTN Community Lounge. It's going to be at the VMUG Lounge. It's going to be the V Brown Bag stage. And it's going to be at our wonderful sponsors booth. And that's going to be Cohesity. Cohesity has generously sponsored the 2019 vTrail map and is going to be at their booth. So stop on by, say hi to the nice people over there, Cohesity, and get a copy of that vTrail map and get started on your journey. Or if you're already in the community, you know, find out who else is, you know, out there, you know, doing great stuff. There's some new stuff. There's a lot of new stuff this year, actually. There's like the whole V Ladies community piece in there. There's AMC or VMC on AWS, you know, certification. I don't know if we can edit that out.
We're going live.
It's AWS certification, you know, because a lot of people were like, all these other certs were like, oh, what about AWS certification? So if AWS certification in their stuff there now, and Chris Williams has stepped forward and been the ambassador for that. So there's all this great stuff, you know, from individuals to social media, to career mapping, to everything to help you, you know, get started or move forward to get the movement to, you know, ultimately, you know, level up. And of course, there's going to be lots of stickers there. So stop by, like Eric said, stop by the bloggers table in the VMTN Community Lounge, and there's going to be level up stickers there for you.
And a big shout out to Chris as well. He's at Mistwire, MISTWIRE. It's he's really, really cool. Another good human, somebody who really spends his own efforts to help other people be better and selflessly. So I've had him on the podcast before, looking forward to catching up in person. And all of those folks, if you're listening to this and you want to meet, you know, your favorite blogger or your favorite podcaster, then those folks generally hang around that blogger area in the community lounge. You'll go to the VMUG area, the VMTN, like you said. These are all key tools in our path to where they became bloggers and podcasters and such. So those same people are super happy to share that story. And I laughed. I you know, we're going to have that live little word bubble in there. one of the fun parts about podcasting is I love that this is just real, and we don't, you know, we don't get a chance to go back and we don't have to edit, because that's when you meet these people, when you talk to these people, that's it. They're there, and there's no shadow between you. There's no, you go up to the speakers that give a session. And this is another one I encourage people. Go up to the stage at the end and say thank you. Because in the same way that I love hearing feedback about community work that we're doing, that person that gave a talk most likely gets no physical feedback. They may get the little like ratings at the end and through the app, but in general, no one says, hey, that was just wanted to say thanks. When you do it in person, number one, it's immediate and it's a beautiful feeling to watch them like they glow. And because when people go into an app to give feedback, there's far more psychological joy in leaving negative feedback. And it's a bizarre, like it's just a weird thing that people are more likely to be angry and leave feedback than to be happy and leave feedback. So if you can, please do that. Just even walk by and say, put your hand in the air, say, thank you. I really appreciate that. I got to run, but that was a great talk. It's a huge boost for those folks.
No, it's fantastic. I think that's great advice. And speaking of, actually, I will have a little session on the V Brown Bag stage this year that kind of is aligned with one of the things you mentioned earlier, which is mentorship. Because I've done a lot of this stuff domestically and it has international reach as well. But there is one tech for good thing, which is part of the V Trail Map this year. We're going to have a technologist for good section. And one of the opportunities that I'm going to be showcasing in that V Brown Bag session is going to be a wonderful international virtual mentorship opportunity with an organization called War Child. And War Child helps educate and give safe places to those who've been displaced by war-torn countries. So for example, this virtual mentorship, or they're called tech refuges, helps Syrian refugees who come into another country. And there's places they set up, camps they set up. So these older kids, you know, who have been, you know, come from those war-torn areas, can get opportunities to learn about building websites or virtualization or building apps. And we're looking for technologists to just donate time. It's doesn't cost you a dime, just cost you a little bit of your time. And you can walk, you know, these young individuals through, you know, what it's like just sharing your experience and what kind of technology can do what, and, you know, and empowering them. So feel free to go to your schedule builder. And at 2:15 on Monday, you can go to the V Brown Bag stage and see the technologists for good section.
Excellent. And that's the reach and power of community is something that when we have a chance to just, even if you spend an hour once in a while, the We Day whole phenomenon was born of that idea, right? Like We Day was done based on don't send a check, give me time.
Exactly.
And that's got a far more, you know, profound effect, because, you know, sending a check helps, right? Obviously funding things is helpful. However, for the most part, when you're doing stuff like education and you want to be able to bring people together, it's amazing that doing the time is far more important. And in fact, that whole organization has grown in incredible ways. And I remember when I was working at a company and we had the leadership team from We Day come, and Craig, he's founded it. He was like 12 years old, he and his brother, when they founded it.
That's awesome.
And he said like they had traveled abroad and they went to some, I can't remember exactly where it was, but he said, you know, all of a sudden something had happened and they needed help from a neighboring village. So what they did was they said, we're going to, you know, this is terrible, I should research it, because he says, we're going to do a thing. And it was like, they mentioned a word, and it was this like a local word they were in Africa. And they said, so, and what it meant was literally people started running. Like they just physically started running to the neighboring villages to go let them know that we needed help. We were going to build a thing. And so he was just amazed. He's like, so this is incredible. And they said, so what does the word mean? And they said, well, there's no translation. There is no translation to English, because in North America, there is no such thing. Mm-hmm. There is no there is no moment where you just automatically, we're building a barn. All right, like that's what it used to be. Like you think of the Amish barn building process. That's literally what they do, and everybody does it. It's in their culture. And so here we were in the most, sort of affluent, opportunistically, you know, we're affluent. We don't even have to be affluent, but you've got the chance to be. And we yet totally didn't have this thing, right? And so it was beautiful. So he said, I want to do that. And so that's how they founded the organization. And it's seeing that in the mentoring is one of the most effective ways to do it. And it's fun. You meet a lot of people. I've done it through the V mugs and through independently. Again, that's kind of my Rapid Matter project is wrapped around that idea of finding better ways to connect people to give them the most meaningful outcomes in mentoring relationships. And it's cool. You hear again, the story on the other side is that somebody they are better as a result of an experience they had with you. It's pretty badass.
I think that's amazing. I think that's a great sentiment. I mean, the connecting piece too, I really like connecting people together and just lifting them up through experiences rather than sort of short-term, quick, you know, handouts. And it doesn't take, the great thing is it's this win-win where it doesn't take your money. It takes your time. It takes your energy, your passion. And that's what is the most valuable commodity. And it's interesting you mentioned that too, because there's another part in that Tech for Good section of the V Trail Map where there's two parts. It says donate your time. And there's another section that says donate your attention. And in that section, we recommend a book called The Prosperity Paradox, which talks about that exact thing that you just mentioned, Eric, which is they found through looking, this is written by Clayton Christensen, father of disruptive innovation, Innovator's Dilemma. You might've heard of it.
That's right. Yeah.
And he came out with a book that was talking about, well, how do we fight poverty? How do we use this idea of, you know, innovation to fight poverty? And he found that handing a check to someone just hasn't worked over all the time, the billions of dollars we spent. It doesn't work. What works is investing in a community, investing in a technology, investing in, you know, the individuals who need to be lifted up, because that's transformative. So they have great examples of like a telecommunications company that wanted to build a continental network in Africa, which ended up creating like a million jobs, you know, in the organization and all the ancillary jobs as well. Another one like, you know, dried noodles. I mean, these companies that just create the stuff and they have to create logistics and they have to create the roads and it just generates all these jobs. And then instead of just a check where people can buy a food, you know, for that week or month, you've now created something where people take pride in the fact that they are, you know, creating something good or participating something good and generating, you know, revenue, making money of their own. And that is what, you know, the real, you know, lever for lifting people out of poverty. So a great book. It's recommended to, you know, donate your attention, you know, and consume that idea so that you can sort of talk about it. And that changing of minds is just as powerful as, you know, as donating your time to a mentorship program, something like that. So wholeheartedly agree with that point. Care not cash.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And there's certainly value in these efforts all generally have to be funded in one way or another. And that's why I felt bad when I started a fundraiser. I was like, oh man, but I realized like I'm going in pocket for this stuff because it matters to me.
Oh,
and so somebody asked one time, they're like, oh, like how much, somebody literally asked me, they said, how much money do you guys make off virtual design master? I said, negative $2,000.
Yes.
Because I don't.
It's good to mention that. Yeah. And the Level Up project doesn't make money. I mean, the money that I make goes to giving out swag, like, you know, that you got those socks and stickers you got. That's where the profit, I'm using air quotes, profit from the Level Up project goes, is so that all the ambassadors get some love. You know, you get socks, you get some stickers, you get, you know, just appreciation, you get something exclusive. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with fundraising as well, because all those efforts, the investments, all the good work that people are doing to lift people up, to really make, you know, generational changes, all of that has to be funded. So all that, definitely all that money that goes into those, you know, whether mentorship or community rebuild, all that stuff is great.
So, and part of it is I'm actually going to be doing like a transparency project specifically to say, like, because people are always like, oh, sure, you know, wink, wink. Yeah, I know you're selling t-shirts and coffee mugs. And people are actually, this is the amazing thing too. I put this idea out there and I said, like, you can add a donation, and you just like check the checkbox and like, yeah, whatever. Like that's never going to happen. yet 80% of people are not only just buying a shirt or buying a mug, but they're actually adding an additional donation. So the beauty part about that is that it, and again, through full transparency, I'll show where the money's going. I don't ever want there to be any doubts that it is going directly to people in order to affect their futures in even the smallest way. And it very certainly only affects my future in that it opens up the door for me to prove that it works so that I can do it again. And that's the money. I'm lucky in that I've worked to the point where I've created opportunity to spend my own extra cash and make some of these things happen. So, and again, you do the same thing. I know it's challenging to do this. We've all got full-time gigs and
yeah, I know. Having that side hustle is it does. It's, and you do so much. I feel like you do so much, Eric, that it's just like, I don't know, how does he do all that stuff? I'm like, I've got this one thing, the Level Up. I got the VTrail map. Yeah, I'm wrangling people. I'm kind of getting people together, getting them excited about it, launch it on social media. But I mean, there's all this stuff that you're doing. I'm just trying to keep up, Eric. It's all I'm trying to do. Just trying to keep up.
Well, we said at the start, when someone says, thank you, I've been following you and I something good happened as a result of something you told me or you shared with me or I learned from you. That's what makes it worthwhile. And most importantly too, is that we do this, you know, as altruistically as possible. Obviously it helps you to kind of get your own voice out there so that other projects you work on may help get a stronger voice. But the cool thing is I watch all these people that we work with in the community. And the first thing when you say, I'm tapped out, they raise their hands and, okay, how can I help? And that is, that's something that's pretty special, you know? And I think why I mentioned it's not just a tech community thing. People need to learn that they can do this inside a 20-person company or a 2,000-person company. This is how we got to work at technology vendors or got to work in these different types of opportunities because we looked for the same thing where it didn't necessarily look like it existed. And it's there to be had. These peer groups and these miniature communities are there, whether you work at a bank or a local mom and pop hardware store, whatever it is, there's always a thing that, you know, you have a chance to affect somebody else's life in a positive way somehow every day. So look for that opportunity and whether it's even just paying it forward and paying for an extra coffee for the person behind you in line without telling them, the smallest things can have a reaching effect.
Yeah, I know that is a profound point too. Just because you don't think that, you know, you're doing a podcast, you don't feel like anyone's listening, you're writing a blog, you don't feel like anyone's reading, you continue to show up, continue to build trust with an audience, that audience grows and you end up, you know, all of a sudden affecting, you know, more people. I mean, everyone started out with their blog with zero readers. And so everyone always just start a blog and maybe their mom or their dad, you know, might have read it or something like that, or their best friend or their colleague that sits next to them. But they don't get there by, you know, expecting a whole bunch of people to just pay attention right away. They get there by paying it forward, by, you know, by buying that cup of coffee, by showing up, by delivering value on a regular basis, and making the world better by, you know, making better things, you know, make things better by making better things, you know, bit by bit, drip by drip. That's, you know, that's how it works. There were a couple of fun things about VMworld this year that are a little bit different. Because as the listeners may know, that it was in Vegas for a few years there, I think starting in 2015. We got about, like, you know, 3 years in Vegas, I think.
Yeah, we got evicted from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because they had to do construction on the bus.
Yeah, you know, they say that, but you know who else runs a Moscone? You know, Dreamforce, the largest tech conference on the planet, ran a Moscone. I have a hard time believing this, you know, Moscone under construction.
I know. And I was at IBM. I was at IBM Think, and I'm like, that's weird. It's in Moscone North and South.
Yeah, exactly.
All the surrounding Metreon buildings. I'm like, feels a lot like we should be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there was probably 3 years of forward contracts where they were just like hedging their bets or something. Well, let's move it to Vegas for these 3 years because we think it's going to be too tight. And they look back, you know, like, oh, wait, maybe we didn't need to. I don't know. That may have been how it is. And I props to all the wonderful, fantastic, you know, organizers at the VMworld conference. I was on a VMworld update today and listened to all of them and their PowerPoints and updates. All of you are wonderful people, but I do question the Vegas move.
But since it's in San Francisco now, it's exciting because this is the first year I can proudly say I'm not going to Vegas this year. I'm not visiting Vegas one time this year. This is the first year in I don't know how long I'm not going to Vegas. And this year, it's, since it's a difference, it's in San Francisco, like the VM Village is being redesigned. So it's not going to be the sort of the big all in everything monolithic sort of huge space. They're breaking it up a little bit, which is, you know, kind of good and kind of, you know, that it's, there's lounges kind of here and there. It's called the Square now. So the Square is where you'll find like VMT and lounge and the VMUG lounge. So that's kind of fun. Like the Cube is going to be sort of in the main sort of atrium or entryway area too. It's not going to be, you know, where it was with everything, all the community stuff. So it's going to be a little bit more sort of broken up, but you're going to also have sort of, you know, not one Uber space, but a lot of, you know, smaller spaces, you know, a little more intimate, you know, which could end up being a good thing. Another great thing that I feel like was really wonderful this year is that there actually is, in the sessions, there's a professional development track. So you can just have, there's one track just focused on, okay, this is career. And you can click the button in your schedule builder and just look up the professional development track. And I think that's really cool.
Very cool. Yeah. And it's funny, I'm 50-50. I'm more like 70-30 on the worry about actually breaking apart the community, like the large community area. Yeah. While I do, there's noise challenges and people don't necessarily know, like you walk in and you see one area, so you think it's all the same thing. But if you're at the back, they may not realize there's a certification lounge at the back.
Yes.
They just see a Silver Bullet RV parked there. They're like, oh, that must just be like a hot dog stand. And not realize that, you know, Brett Guarino and all the education committee is there, like sharing certification track stuff. And so there it's the bigness also takes away, it makes it generic. So people don't go hunting down what each little window is. It almost needs to be like a community show floor, like where you really have a way to walk through it. Like almost like IKEA. They should make it like IKEA. There you go.
So
you have a choice. Once you're in,
you go in and the escalators take you only one direction. You can't go back down. So you got to walk through the whole store to get your way out.
That's right. Exit through the gift shop.
Exactly. But there is one thing that I know I haven't shamelessly plugged yet, but I think is really going to be really, really cool. And that is the VM World wrap up video that became really awesome last year. We did it big for the first time. So if you haven't seen it already, you can go to YouTube and go look at the Level Up Project, Tech Level Up Project, YouTube channel and see that video. And what we do is the cool concept is that we crowdsource it so that we take video from everyone who's at the show and anyone can shoot video. And, you know, for pro tip though, keep your camera sideways. If you have it, you know, vertical, it just doesn't fit.
Landscape.
It doesn't fit. Landscape, everybody. Landscape. Okay. Horizontal. Hold your phone sideways and take video. And the slow-mo shots are always, always awesome. Super great. Like there's a great slow-mo shot of someone jumping into the giant pit of funhouse balls. And that was at one of the parties. And that's always, always great. This year we're going to do two videos. So send all your footage of the parties, you selfies with friends, you know, your time in the solutions exchange, you know, shots of, you know, and wherever you are, whatever you're doing, video is great. Images are great, you know, and contact, you know, hit us up on the Twitters, you know, @tech_levelup and, you know, DM, send us your stuff. But the most importantly is there's going to be a second video, which is going to be really cool. And this is going to be more of sort of that, you know, sort of heartfelt, sort of inspirational kind of a video. And that's going to be the I am VM World video, you know, hashtag I am VM World. And that is really sort of that diversity and inclusion and, you know, and sort of different personalities, different shades, different walks of life, different, you know, sort of the individual. And, you know, you don't have to be like some, you know, small ethnic group. It's just all about the individual. And what we're doing is like, we're writing, you know, I am VM World, you know, and, you know, and whole, and sending out little backwards stickers saying I am VM World and holding it up to people. And they're just looking in, you know, into the camera and just saying I am VM World and just having this montage of people, you know, holding up the sign, holding up these stickers, writing it in chalk on the street saying I am VM World to just really show what the show is all about. It's about the people. Like you said, the hallway track, it's the people that make up VM World, that I am VM World. You are VM World. Everyone who's at the show is VM World. And so send us your I am VM World video, hashtag IMVMworld, and we'll put it all together at the end in a nice inspirational piece. So that's my last plug.
Very cool. Yeah, and there's really so much to take in, but definitely tell, you know, folks should come hit everybody up on Twitter. Be very, you know, be there to enjoy the experience in and out of the actual events themselves. So there's evening stuff, there's morning stuff. Like I said, we go for a run every morning. There's the coffee exchange. Oh my goodness, I forgot
coffee about exchange.
That. We do that, the coffee exchange. If you want to exchange coffee, it's the V coffee exchange. So yeah, come on by. It's actually going to be at the Turbonomic booth this year. So sign up though, go to my blog and go to discoposse.com. And there's a blog there about how to get signed up. You just bring a couple of pounds of coffee or a pound of coffee from your local roaster and pick up, you know, you bring two and you take two. And at the end, we've got literally people from around the world who've brought coffee. And the funny thing was last year, somebody came from, forget where they were there. It was like Wisconsin or whatever, somewhere. I always use Wisconsin. That's always my middle of the country.
that's your flyover state example. That's Wisconsin. Apologies to Aaron Bolthouse and all the Wisconsin.
That's right.
Listening right now.
So, you know, you go and somebody says, "Oh, well, I brought this stuff," and he's like, "Oh, you know what though? What I really wish I should have brought you is I usually go to Detroit and there's this amazing place." And you know, and he says like the name of the place. He goes, "This is literally the best coffee I've ever tasted, but I haven't been there for like 4 months. Otherwise, I would have bought a pound and brought it." And because there are so many people participating in this coffee exchange, I looked in on the day of we were giving it back out. I looked in, and we had 44 pounds of coffee, and inside were 2 pounds of coffee from the very place in Detroit that this fellow had mentioned, and I like. That statistically, like, think about that people can be from a different state. And here we are in Las Vegas. This guy's from Wisconsin. His favorite place is in Michigan. And yet here's 2 pounds of his favorite beans that he didn't even know were there. So again, just like everything in the community, that you will find something that you never thought you could have access to. And it's right there for you. That's the power of community.
That's awesome. I love that sentiment. That is the power of community.
Trademark that. No, I can't trademark it. I gotta make trademarking would be anti-community, but
right. It's all open source. Open source. Everything's open source.
And also, again, if you think of your opportunity as a listener, as a you know, future writer, as a future architect, as a future whatever you want to be, developer, your opportunity is to go out and reach out to folks that are on the ground at these events. The community lounge, the bloggers area is a great spot to start. Pick up your VTrail map. So as Yadin mentioned, go to the VMTN area, go to the VMUG area, check it out, see who's in there, see who's contributing their time, and get involved, get leveled up, be part of that, and you know, do something for yourself that you can share with your family. And then maybe you can share it with one of your peers, and that's the fun that we can have. So we'll be there. Again, it's Sunday to Thursday is the actual event. The expo floor is open Sunday night for 2.5 hours. The hall crawl, as they call it. And then it's open Monday to Wednesday for like 8 hours or 6 hours a day or 7 hours a day, something like that. So drop by. I'll be at the Turbonomic booth. Most likely you're going to be stuck hearing my unfortunate voice over and over again as I deliver some wildly fun presentations, but
that's right.
You know, swing by and you can see my craziness in action. Where will we find you? Yadin, have you got like a headquarters you're going to be hanging around in?
Oh, I'm going to be creating video through a lot of it, but I will be bouncing around. So I won't, you can't go somewhere to find me, but if you hang out in the blogger table, you will see me. You know, skulking around every once in a while, dropping off stickers, you know, and meeting. And if you are, you know, in and around the V Brown Bag stage around 2 o'clock on Monday, I will be there, you know, doing the talk, the technologists for good talk, and hoping to inspire a few people there. So you'll find me around, but you'll definitely find me on the Twitters. If you look hashtag VTrailMap or you look hashtag IMVMworld, you'll see everything that I'm doing.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Yadin. This is a pleasure as always. And also congratulations on, like, well, I see the numbers ticking up on the, on folks listening to your podcast, and the episode count is rising.
Another thank you.
Thing, this is a challenge for folks. I'm like, this is going to be number 84, I think, or something like that. Wow. And it's kind of hilarious because I looked at, like, everybody I know starts a podcast, and then about 10 to 20 episodes in, the wheels come off the bus.
Yeah, I know. I think Brian Gracely coined the phrase pod fading.
Yeah.
Pod fading. Yeah. And so those who are, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I usually always forget, you know, for those interested, I do the Tech Village podcast, and that's all about, you know, career and community.
And it's well worth a listen. They're great folks that talk on there, and thank you for all you do. And I will see you in San Francisco. I'll see you on the route. If you wish, I'll buy a shirt. Go to my page on Disco Posse. You can go to the VFit page for a few more days. There's a link up there. You can get a wicked cool shirt. And even if you don't get that, don't worry. I may have a couple of bonus ones that I'll bring down with me just because, you know, folks forget and they're like, oh, where'd you get that cool shirt? So I'll have a couple of bonus ones. I will see folks out there. See you in San Francisco. Keep on listening. We got a couple of more pre-Emerald shows. Most of them are, though, by the time you catch it, we'll already have been there. So I hope to see you all there. And Yadin, again, where do we find you online?
I am at Porter de Leon on Twitters, or to find out more about Tech Level Up, you go to @tech_level_up.
And with that, we'll see you all in San Francisco.
You're listening to the Disco Posse Podcast.